This kind of tequila reminds you why you fell in love with agave in the first place. Not flashy. It's not sweet. It's not trying to be something it's not. This is Tequila Origins Reposado, Atanasio's high-proof Reposado, and it drinks like a conversation with the past. This Atanasio Origin Reposado, produced in San Pedro Los Landeros in Jalisco, Ednam 1599, by the Carranza family under master distiller René Carranza. They honor tequila the way it is supposed to be made. When you visit the distillery, you find out that they're making tequila the way it's supposed to be made. With this tequila here, you fall in love with this one as soon as you see the proof. It's bottled at 46 ABV, higher than their core lineup, and that matters. It's not modern or polished or rounded off tequila. It's textured, it's herbal, it's lactic, and it's alive. Now let's talk about how Atanasio is made real quick, because it explains everything that I'm about to taste. 100% Blue Weber agave, cooked 24 hours in a low-pressure autoclave, crushed with a small roller mill, and when I say small, single-pass roller mill. Natural ambient yeast fermentation, open-air stainless steel tanks, 6 to 8 days, however long it takes, nothing to speed up the process. From there, distilled twice in stainless steel pots, and this one is aged 6 months and 25 days using a medium toasted American oak white barrel. And yes, it's additive free as always. Let's get this in a glass. All right, let's jump into the nose real quick. First of all, it's spicy. It's layered. I get cooked agave. I get a little bit of clove, some black pepper, a little bit of anise. There's also a subtle lactic note. One of the things I love most about Atanasio is the funk. You get a little bit of this old style tequila. Some say it smells like a traditional mezcal producer. To me, it's just nice funkiness that comes out as a beautiful flavor in the taste. The oak is present. You can smell it. It's not the forefront. It's not like a vanilla forward sweet tequila, but you can pick up some of the caramel nose or caramel barely notes in the nose. The nose makes you want to just kind of slow down and keep sniffing it, to be honest with you. All right, let's jump into the taste of this one. If you didn't tell me this was a high ABV, I'd have no idea. This sips like a 40. You get toasted nuts. I get like a cooked orchard fruit, like some stone fruit, some apple, some pear. I get a nice like corn note that I don't believe I've ever picked up before. I do pick up some herbs, some earthy vegetal tones, a touch of like some baking spices and a little bit of caramel. And of course, cooked agave and a nice cooked agave finish. The oak is there and then it kind of converts itself into agave as you're tasting it. It's hard to get this much barrel taste in a reposado and keep the agave so forward. Let's do another one and do the finish. And that one, I pick up some green pepper. I do pick up a nutty oakiness that's really nice. And there's a nice spice that just kind of stays with you in the finish. There's no like burn, no sweetness like that dives in. Honestly, just a little agave comes out with a little caramel and a touch of vanilla. It's really easy to drink, but with each taste, you pick up a little more flavor. This tequila is not for someone who's chasing that sweetness barrel influence that you don't pick up the agave. This is for traditional tequila drinkers, agave lovers, people who appreciate texture, funk, and history of tequila. I recently got to interview Shaseed Elizabeth Carranza, René Carranza's daughter. Check that video out. I think you're going to really find out a little bit of what the family legacy and their intention is all about and how it shows up right here in the glass. I love this brand and I love this tequila. And if you're serious about understanding what a reposado can be, this one deserves your attention. This one is a Mexican release, although it is the 46 ABV. I do believe it is in America now that you can find it. Definitely check it out. Go to atanasio.com. If you like tequila reviews and information about tequila and you want to see interviews with brands, hit that subscribe button. Thanks for watching. Have a great night. Cheers to great tequila.